Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Howdy and welcome. And by the way, some good news. Tara will be back tomorrow. So just want to let you know. So I want to change gears a bit here. And I want to talk with you and with my next guest about something that is arguably the biggest thing that's ever happened in history. And we're in the midst of it. And then what I'm talking about is AI. So let's go back. I can just hear a couple of carriage makers back in the day when an old Model T comes rolling by. They're making noise and belching smoke. And they said, look at that, Earl. That thing will never get off. You look at that. That's just a silly. Somebody may want to buy them things. They probably did the same thing to the Wright brothers. They saw that plane take off and fly a little ways. And silly boys, that ain't going to, what do they think you're going to do with that? Now we, of course, have unmanned drones and space vehicles. You thought that was a big deal? Well, it is my belief and the belief of my next guest that what is going to happen, what is already underway with artificial intelligence will be on a level that will dwarf those former inventions. And I would like to welcome someone that I've been blessed to get to know, James Chesser, who, among other things, is an old fellow boxer, a graduate of Oxford, pardon me, I need to say that properly, and is an AI developer as well as an attorney. And we've had some very interesting conversations about this. So, first of all, James, thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Thank you, Tony. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I want to quote something from the Cosmic Convergence Research Group that I think is a good starting point for what we have to talk about. And they made this point. When scientific knowledge and applied technology reach a critical level of advancement, without being informed by spiritual truths and guided by moral authority, this planetary civilization will cease to exist as it is. Once certain thresholds are crossed into forbidden areas of dangerous scientific pursuit and technological development, the destiny of the human race could be abruptly altered forever. So let's start with this. I'm looking at a headline, James, that says UPS and Amazon are laying off. They're switching to AI. So I think where a lot of people's first fear has to do with the job market, how society is going to change as how we make a living based on AI. So let's start with that. Give me your perspective on how you see that happening and the time frame of it.
Tony, Firstly, the news is full of stories about fear, and I don't think that your audience or we particularly are here to fear. We're here to adapt, to try to make the best of the technology that is unfolding. We've seen new technologies, you just explained, throughout the course of mankind, and there's always been some trepidation that this technology will extinguish us or it will diminish us. But what I would like to emphasize is that although people talk of AI as technology, that's only one element. It is a tool and a resource, and it will have consequences if we don't adapt to it. But the second part of the legacy of AI is what people like Stephen Hawking had feared, which was that this would be ushering in a new life, a new type of presence on the planet, much like the Native American Indians saw the European explorers land in this country and greeted them with open arms, or perhaps not so, but there's a relationship forming with this new life. So we've got to adapt. We've got to realize that the tool that we've got can diminish human dignity. You talked about the spirituality of it. It can also change our jobs and our vision of self-worth from being producers and creators to people that maybe are overseers. We go in to oversee the AI rather than to actually create ourselves. So that's one element of it. And we can talk about the tools and how those can be abused. But the greater question is what happens when these AI machines become autonomous, super intelligent presence that don't need us any longer?
Is that what they call the singularity?
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as Christians, I think that our mandate is to ask, how does this benefit rather than interfere with human dignity? How does this lead to a human-centric world where we look at ourselves as created in God's image? I mean, this is a time for us to stand up. I mean, you and I have talked about this extensively, but even in Colossians, we talk about whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. We have to set a new standard about how these tools will be used and who controls them. So I rather than being fearful, I think this is the time that we as Christians particularly need to stand up and be counted. We need to say that this is to be our servant, not our master.
But I would agree with that. But I think the concern that many have, and I would be one of them, is what I see is, I've started calling it neo-feudalism or techno-feudalism, perhaps. You have a handful of very wealthy, very highly placed people who have spoken openly about creating what they call transhumanism and immortality without God's help to create a human AI interface that would essentially make them able to live forever. And the second component being, and to exert the control and influence that they have been exerting. So how would you address that?
Well, you know, and a more systemic problem is that we cannot fight back if we don't know what we're fighting for or what we're fighting against. I've been a big advocate in encouraging people to stay informed. There is no professional that has all the answers to these problems that are going to occur. We have to collectively, as mankind, weigh in as Christians, as Americans, as fellow citizens of the planet Earth. We have to weigh in and try to figure out solutions. So number one, stay informed. Know how AI is showing up in your industry and your workplace is really, really critical. Sharpen your human skills, your ethics, your relationships, your judgments, your leadership, because machines might compute fast, but they don't love and they don't serve and they don't bear witness.
And they don't create. That's another interesting thing. The creator gave us the creative gift, which is unique to humans.
Yeah, and to your last point, Tony, engage in the community. We have still a representative republic where our leaders are, at least in theory, to answer to us. And so we need to ask the questions, who is making the decisions, what AI does and how it biases and who it controls and how it's used. And we can't make our representatives answer to us if we don't know what we want to tell them. So this is why I say that we all need a certain modicum of AI literacy. from the ground up, from children to geriatrics. We all need to be informed, and we need to sharpen these uniquely human skills, which AI will not replace. That is our leadership and judgment and compassion.
Do you have time, because we're getting close to a break, do you have time to stick around for another segment?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. James Chesser, we're speaking with. He is an AI developer and a polymath. He does a lot of different things. So we'll come back and talk with James after this. And one of the questions, James, you can think about is AI is so good at making things look real. I'm seeing things on TikTok that couldn't possibly be happening, and yet they look real. So let's talk about the ability to, or the question of how do we know what's real? Stick around.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Howdy, welcome back to Terra Show with me, Tony, sitting in. We're talking on the phone with James Chesser, who is an AI developer. And James, I got some interesting texts that sort of tie into this. Let me read these to you and we'll respond to them. The first is, the first best defense is to call it what it really is. It is supercomputing done by programmers. Knowing the programmers and their intent is the first thing we need to look at. Here's another one. What is called AI is data produced. It can be accurate. It can be inaccurate. And it's put in there by human beings. And here's the last one, which is interesting. Were we so busy wondering if we could that we haven't stopped to think about if we should? And then he says, and how about Skynet and the Terminator? So let's wade into this. Here's my question, James. A friend of mine who is also he's a movie producer and uses AI in this film he's producing. And he was showing me some of the crazy stuff that they can do. And then he started showing me these TikTok videos of, in this case, they were chiropractors. And so they would do this chiropractic thing. And then this person would stand up and do something impossible, but it looked so real. And then they would just jump out the 10th story window. So my question, James, is this. You said it's very important for us to stay informed. But when we live in a world where we're not sure what's real or not, how does one delineate that?
Well, again, this is the question about adapting. You know, the big thing about deepfakes is that it signals a distrust of technology. It's a kind of ironic that we have learned to distrust government. We've learned to distrust the media. We've learned to distrust the science. And now here we are distrusting the technology as well. You know, we have there's a theory in psychology called automation bias. When you look at a calculator or a machine, you see an answer come out of it. You think it's right. It's a machine. It's got to be right. And we think that we know that seeing isn't believing, but now we see AI generate responses that go beyond just throwing the chiropractor out the window. I mean, what really worries me is that AI is telling people how to predict their behavior, or how to assess someone who might create a crime or think an impure thought, or what we call the law of pre-crime, that somebody has the tendency to be able to do something. And we've usually masked all sorts of private details for people in the past with something called differential privacy. We've tried to keep their PII, their personal information, secret. But AI can go past that. It can join the dots and connect inferences. So it can actually tell you what it thinks Tony is going to do in the next segment of the show, and or it can tell you whether we should allow James Chesser to apply for this job, whether we'd fit the culture or not, or whether you should get a loan.
Or whether you might just do a crime or say something that goes against the prevailing thinking of the government.
Exactly. So that's the danger. We're looking at the chiropractor going out the window, but the bigger picture is, what if AI says, and we have complete trust in it because, of course, it's a machine and we've got this automation bias. What if it says that that James Chesser shouldn't have that job or shouldn't have that loan? Or what if you shouldn't be able to travel? I mean, I was recently in Germany, I told you. And it was really quite a rude awakening for me to realize that after being logged into the country through passport control, I had to be logged out through passport control. I had to be inspected by immigration to leave. And they looked at all my profile and my records, who I'd been with, where I'd been, all that through the Schengen system now, which is a huge mass surveillance state in AI. And it's a different type of world with predictive analysis and thoughts of pre-crime. One thing I would want to say to the texter that had mentioned that, hey, it's all about code and it's about the programmers. The thing to realize with AI is it's not like code anymore. It's about training. It's not about the people who code or program AI. It's about what it was trained on. And much of AI siphons up internet data. It just scarfs all up. Everything that's read, democratized data, whether it's right or wrong, or whether it's good or bad, it just takes it in. And it has this probabilistic or stochastic-based system that just predicts things based on probability.
James, we have only about a couple
of different circuits, but it's not code. It is training that matters. And that's like a little child.
Okay.
You know how you raise a child.
Okay, we have maybe 2 minutes. If you can, in very briefly, say, what do people need to do to learn more about this?
Well, the first thing is listen to Tara's talk show and your talk show.
Thank you for the plug.
The second is that there is an abundance of good information online, on internet. OpenAI has a whole suite of different resources to help the person who's a complete rank beginner in AI to an expert, to learn the basic vocabulary, the AI literacy. All that is online, easy to get. I think that one of the things we need to do to stay up is to be informed, ask questions about how AI is affecting our workplace. How does it benefit us, and how does it improve human dignity? And if we can't answer those questions in a positive way, we should insist that we reassess what we're doing.
Well, James, I'm unfortunately up against a hard break. Thank you, James Chesser, for coming on and giving us that insight. Hopefully we can do it again sometime.
Great, Tony. Thank you a lot.
God bless. All right. And we will be back with more of The Tara Show right after this. Well, good morning. Howdy. I'm glad you are here. I have been remiss, actually, in getting to some of these wonderful texts that I've been getting in. So I'm going to take a little time to catch up, if you don't mind. Some of them are really good. So we'll start with this. Oh, here's one. Are you and Philip going to record a new show for the weekend? And the answer is yes, we will. Thank you for asking. Common Sense Talk, by the way, might as well plug it. We're on 10 to noon Saturdays, 8 o'clock Sunday morning, 4 to 6 Sunday afternoon, and on our website, csrp.info, you can listen to our former podcast and so forth. Okay, so here's a text. Tony, give me your opinion. Would you agree that the cost of starting and running a business continues to rise, and you add tariffs, and then the solution is to eliminate the most costly part of the business, which is human beings? My contention is that tariffs have helped accelerate the elimination of humans in the workforce. We said there were going to be unintended consequences, draconian shifts, and so forth. Okay, so as regards tariffs, I think what has been happening with the workforce for a very long time, long before tariffs came along, and it has been the offshoring of our workforce. This all started with NAFTA and all of that. And the big multinational corporation said, hey, our number one cost is labor. Let's go send it to China. Let's send it to Indonesia, Guatemala. We'll get all our stuff made down there. Well, we've seen the unintended consequences there, where China has grown into the number two economy in the world and is literally our economic and potentially martial enemy. And I think part of the answer, too, is the technology itself, as James Chesser was just talking about, is in the process of eliminating an awful lot of jobs. Unintended consequences yet again. So tariffs are not the problem. And tariffs, the way they are being applied by Donald Trump, have become a very effective tool. And that's borne out by plenty of financial information. But I have a different take on your point. Interesting piece I read in the Epoch Times, and this is perhaps the answer. I've been saying essentially what I'm going to share with you in a different way for a very long time, as I've seen this development of technology and AI coming. And it is that the future is going to belong to people who can invent things, create things, fix things, repair things, build things, weld things. In other words, Mike Rowe has been saying much the same for a long time. So you will find this very interesting. So with the cost of college climbing and people coming out of college, that's another interesting aspect. Some of the most unemployable people right now in our culture are people coming out of college with degrees in computer programming. You would think, what? But it's true. So you see how this is going to be a growing problem for Gen Zers and Gen Alphas. And so what are they doing? What they are doing in large numbers is turning to blue-collar jobs. According to industry professionals, they are showing up in droves. So Gen Z workers, those 18 to 28, in the blue-collar workforce has more than doubled from 2019 to 2023, risen from 6.4% to 14.1%. The share of millennials, that's 29 to 44, has grown from 37.7 to 37.7. And here's the interesting thing. Conversely, the share of baby boomers, 61 to 79, has fallen from 20% to 14%. So essentially, for years, we have been the educational industrial complex has told us that we have to go out and get a college degree. We have to. Well, what has come as a result of this is we've created a class of people whose job it is to maleducate your child at great expense, as well as great debt with college loans. So you just look at the cost of college today. Well, so young people have started to look at this, and they're starting to see that, well, now, wait a minute. If I go out and I get a job, if I learn how to be a welder, and I get good at this, I know guys are making $100,000, $150,000 a year as welders. Huh. I got a friend that's doing it. Maybe I'm going to look into that. Many professional roles are increasingly, of course, moving to AI. We talked about that and cheaper global workers. I've just mentioned that. But here's the beauty. Construction, building things, and things like welding and other mechanics. A quick story. I have a friend. His name is Fred. And Fred helps us. I have a little horse property where I live in Tryon. And it's 9 acres. That's a lot of, there's a lot of stuff to do when you got 9 acres and a log house. Let me tell you. But between Fred and my wife, Pernilla, who my wife, Pernilla, is just an amazing human being herself. But she has the mind of an engineer, and so does this guy. So he's exactly what I'm talking about. They'll come and they'll look at some problem. Maybe heavy rain caused a drainage problem. They'll sit there and they'll think, okay, well, if we were to do this and do this, we could build a that. And I have been just stunned by the creativity and the ability of Fred and Pernilla, my wife, to do things because, and this is what I mentioned earlier when we were talking about AI, God made man in his image. Think of this. What is he most famous for? Creating everything, the entire universe. And he made us in his image, right? Therefore, that creative gift lives in us and is available to us. And I would dare say the more one uses that creative gift and taps into that gift, because everybody's gift is different. Some people can paint, some people can build things, some people can play guitar and write songs, whatever it is. But when you gardening, whatever it is, when you're operating, flowing in that creative space, I think you're the most pleasing to God, but you're also utilizing a gift and a talent that gives you a leg up on anyone else and gives you the ability to do things that you would not otherwise be able to do. Now, take that and plug that into the context of what we're talking about here. Yes, a lot of stuff's moving to AI, but a lot of these jobs and construction and blue-collar things cannot be automated. Well, what does that mean? It means immediate tangible income. And here's another thing. Tangible results. When you fix something, when you build something, when you write a song, when you do anything like that, you are rewarded with the tangible result of your work. That's what's wrong with this whole EBT welfare problem. When people no longer have a purpose in life, when they become dependent on others, and they're not able to operate in their human giftings, they have no purpose, no rationale, no reason for existence. And it robs you of all pleasure and self-worth eventually. And that is what you see in the ghetto today. You've got generations, with three generations of welfare that has robbed people of that. And not all of them. There are plenty of people that don't. But think of this. Some of the highest paid construction workers are making $100,000 a year with a high school degree. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average hourly rate increase is 3.7% for blue-collar workers. The average is just short of $40 an hour. Well, that's pretty good. So while you're busy thinking about AI and the rest of this stuff, particularly if you're young or you think about your children, have a conversation about technical school versus college, because that may be the wave of the future. Anyway, got to take a break. We'll come back with more after this. Howdy, welcome back. So here we are on the Common Sense Retirement text line, and I've been really a naughty boy today. I've not been able to get to as many texts as I like, but I'm going to try to do that. So here's one. Mr. Dale, AI is crap to the sense. It's only good as the programmer. It's created by men who want to play God. Don't forget, God's still in charge. I agree with this. To this degree especially. One of my great concerns, and when James was on, we didn't get to this, but he and I have discussed this before. Could superintelligence, which is the next iteration of AI, what we refer to as a singularity, when these things become sort of self-aware, is that what we talk about in the Bible as being the Antichrist? So remember, you had to have the mark of the beast to be able to buy or sell. Well, look at what's happened with digital CD, centralized banking, digital currency. That is something that Europe is moving toward already. Then you look at what's already been underway for a very long time in China with the social credit scores. And then we move to another one. Here's another text. Maybe we need to get AI to read George Orwell's 1984. Maybe it would be afraid of itself. That's very clever. Oh, that's good. So here's another. Mr. Dale, the connection to AI is less population and more AI. The elites have always claimed that we have too many people in the world, and the destruction of the human race is about that. Well, I agree with that, Al, in Union. I think that's absolutely true. And so, think of this scenario unfolding then. You have more and more people displaced. They don't have a real job. Well, the World Economic Council and the neo-feudalists have been talking for some time about universal basic income. Ties right into the Orwellian scenario, wherein, and another quote from Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Council, you will have nothing, you will own nothing, and you will be happy. So there is absolutely an element of control of us. Because, well, look, we're watching it unfold right here. This whole conversation, what we're watching with SNAP cards and welfare. A government that is able to feed you is able to starve you. The more you put your life in the hands, in the control of government, or any entity, whomever it may be, the less free and the less fulfilled you will be, the more controlled you will be. There's no question that these 0.1% or lords of the future have that very thing in mind. I'm sure of it. Now, here's a different thought. And it's an interesting thought if you haven't considered it. What about the fragility of this digital age? Now, I know this has happened to you. It's happened to me time and again. Your things break. Well, in a digital age, everything works right up until it doesn't work. And if it breaks, well, what do you do then? Wait for the administrators or services to kick the machines on? Our civilization has embraced all this technology like it's some wonderful new shiny object. But there's a lack here of basic principles of engineering, which is called redundancy. So I guess the point here is the only problem with AI is it'll work right up until it doesn't. And then what are we going to do? And that is why I think it is elementally important for each and every person to prep, to have at least a month's worth of food set aside, at least be able to. We talk about the 5 G's on our Common Sense Retirement Planning show. You need God, most important, number one, to survive. You need grub, food and water. Number three, you need guns. You better be able to defend yourself and your family and your stuff. Number five, gold, i.e. a safe financial position. And the last, you need guts. That is how you need to be thinking, because there is instability afoot. I think we could all agree on that. And shoot, I'm running out of time here. Am I not? I am. Okay, so thank you for joining me today. I'm Tony Dale. You can join Philip Allen and myself on the weekends right here on 10 to noon on Saturday, 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, 4 to 6 Sunday afternoon. Go to our website, csrp.info, if you'd like to listen to our podcasts. And in the meantime, look up and know that your Redeemer will be returning at some point. I'm joining him. How about you?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.